Hey, what's up, VPFire? Welcome to a new episode here at VPFI Podcast. My name is Eduardo Soto, and if you want to know the best English tips I received in the last 24 hours, you're in the right place. This afternoon, right after lunch, I received a message from teacher Adir Ferreira, a great teacher and friend of mine, talking about a new term of English language methods. English McDonald's. According to him, he was the creator of this term, and when I read his article about it, I could just keep singing that great song. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Just mocking you guys. It's because I sing this song for my baby every night. Yeah. No, but during the article, he started talking about those English courses promising students to learn English in 18 months, or 6 weeks, or even something like become fluent in English sleeping, and this cheap talk. He said something, and that's so true. Most part of these courses have no pedagogical base, and they believe that memorizing some sentences and words will bring you the fucking fluency. It won't, okay? Here's the thing. Nowadays, you can learn everything on the internet. People are not willing to pay traditional schools to learn skills they can master on YouTube, for example. The audience listening to this podcast right now can confirm it. You know that we can learn almost everything online nowadays, right? But people are every time getting more and more speed at all the things. Do you want to eat a pizza? 15 minutes. Do you need a taxi? 3 minutes and an Uber comes and gets you. Need to learn English fluently? 4 weeks and it's okay. No way, my friends, it's not gonna happen. Can you remember when you first started learning English and started making silly mistakes? All the process from there to here where you are able to listen to this podcast and understand almost 100% of it was not easy. It was not simple, and be sure, it wasn't fast. So here it is, my motivational message for you who want to improve your English sleeping, okay? If you don't start studying for real and make English become one of the biggest parts of your life, that won't happen. Remember, it's not easy, not simple, and not fast, but it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. The feeling you have right now of listening to this podcast and being able to understand almost everything I'm speaking, oh gosh. Isn't this feeling really amazing and powerful? Let me share something interesting with you. 93% of the Brazilian people can't do it right now. This little thing of listening and understanding what I'm speaking, they can't do it that you are doing right now. Congratulations, you're a very selective person, and English will highlight you wherever you are. Well, let me take this moment to teach you a nice expression. Have you ever heard the expression down in the dumps or down in the mouth? If you're down in the dumps or down in the mouth, you're feeling extremely sad, really disappointed about something. So check it out, this example here, okay? I was feeling down in the dumps because one of my best virtual friends thought bad things about me some days ago. This is a real example, guys. I'm not sure if you're listening to this podcast or not, my virtual friend, but be sure. You made me feel really down in the mouth. Well, it's almost 9 p.m. My Thursday was really pedagogic. Tomorrow I'll be back here to record a new episode. If you want to contact me and keep talking, I'm always online at the VPFI Instagram at Você Pode Falar Inglês, and leave me a message over there or on my WhatsApp 16997522487, and keep this in mind. A little bit by day and your goal will be accomplished. Have a great one! Eduardo Soto from VPFI, out!